tell me, no, let's go to this business of your religion. You're a Rastafarian. How long have you been a Rastafarian?
How long have I been a Rastafarian? I am a Rastafarian. You know, I stand Rasta. If you say how long, it's like, again, you have to say from creation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you can understand it the way. Because you're like, say, your life is, say, 15 years, 10 years. It's not really so. It's from creation.
But you know, a lot of people in Jamaica, they hear about Rasta, they see Rasta, but yet a lot of things about it they do not understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I, the children, say so. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What they want? They want a white God. Well, God come black.
Yo, listen, Bob.
Choo choo.
Yeah. Listen, you know, a lot of people have a feeling that a lot of guys who claim to be Rastas are really, as one song says, rascal.
Many shall be called, but only few chosen, you know. And there shall be sheep and wolf in sheep clothing. But I and I couldn't watch that this day because I and I have to live Rasta and no Rasta. I don't come to judge a man, just to leave our judgment unto him. So all the people them who see a man out there say, oh, him a go on like say him say my Rasta. Who is them to say, oh, him a go on, sir? When God say, leave all judgment unto him.
No, you know, you obviously you have your religious faith, right? And you have your convictions. Do you get annoyed by people who don't understand what you're talking about? Do you get annoyed?
I'm sorry for the people who do not understand what you talk about, no, because there be a great tribulations in time when they don't have to. And it's not, you know, you see, I personally know my heart can be hard as a stone and yet soft as water. You know what I mean? Then again, I'm still sorry for the people who don't know His Imperial Majesty. The guys. It's like my mother used to tell me, you know, people that got chopped off and them are dead and can't dead in the judgment. And these days, yeah, at the judgment days, you know, only the fittest of the fittest shall survive. Like Marcus Garvey said, you know. Ready, set, go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How can